it through. Do I have a witness? He promises victory. General Dwight Eisenhower, anybody heard of him? He once said, there are no victories at discount prices. In this word today, God gives us some truth to help our victory overcome our adversity. When trouble shows up, God teaches us how to triumph over trouble. Or when life gives us lemons, God shows us how to make some lemonade. Let's just get right to this word today. Let's get right to it. Our victory will overcome our adversity. The first point is this. Must have the right attitude. Must have the right attitude. How many of y'all know that there's certain points in our life that the attitude, our attitudes make all the difference in the world? Our victory will overcome our adversity. Our victory will overcome our adversity. And the first thing is, must have the right attitude. Let's look at that verse 2 one more time. James says, my brother, count it all joy. Count it what?
All joy.
All joy. When you fall into various trials. Must have the right attitude. James says, hey, count it all. So count all that mess you're going through joy. That's a good message for the beginning of the year, isn't it? And somebody brought some leftover mess from last year into this year, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of it. Well, James says, you got to have the right attitude. If you got the right attitude, then you just let God handle it. Count it all joy. Count all the mess you're going through. Somebody say joy.
Joy.
Have the right attitude. For your victory to overcome adversity, first, you must have the right attitude about your circumstances. Amen? Y'all gonna pray with me a little? James says, we've got to have a joyful attitude. Church, the outlook determines the outcome. The attitude determines the action. What we believe determines how we respond. I noticed something there in that second verse. God didn't say, if you fall into trials. He said, when you fall. So God is telling us that no matter who you are or what you do, trouble is going to come. Anybody who is expecting Christian life to be easy is going to be shocked. I'm sure all the Christians out there already have found that out. Amen? It ain't easy. Nor that Jesus promised it would be, did he? I heard him say something about pick up your cross. I had to bear one, pick up yours and follow me, Lord God. If you think, if you expect life to be easy, it's going to be a struggle. Can I prove it to you? Jesus said over in John 16:33, talking to his disciples, he said, in this world you shall have tribulation. Paul over in Acts 14:22, talking to the Christians, said, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Because we belong to God and because we are God's people, we will experience some adversity. Ah, but who's got the right attitude today?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What you say, James? Count it all what?
Yeah, amen.
I said, I'm going through some stuff. It's hard to smile. James said, count it all joy. Some trouble comes just because we are human. Some trouble comes just because we are human. Sickness, accidents, disappointments, and tragedies. Sometimes trouble is just because we're human.
Thank you, Lord.
But then other trouble comes because we are Christians. Can I preach this? You know, Satan fighting us. The whole world trying to oppose us. And we have a life of spiritual battles. That comes because we are Christians. Our trials are not all alike either. God said we are going to have, I thought something about various trials. Oh, God. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Looks like God gonna mix this stuff up, huh? Yeah, but all the trouble, all of it serve his purpose. And in the end, he gets glory. Somebody say, for his glory. James said, stop whining and play. Just count it joy. Because not only are you going to overcome it, but God's going to get some glory. Our victory will overcome our adversity. We must have the right attitude. God wants us to live for the things that matters the most. If we value material and physical things more than spiritual things, then we will not be able to count it all joy.
Amen.
Do I have at least one witness? We must count it all joy. If we live only for the present and forget the future, then our trials will make us bitter and not better. We must be like Job and have the right attitude. Y'all know what Job went through, didn't you? Yeah. There's a story about two wives who were doing their laundry in a laundromat, and they both were sewing their husband's pants. One wife said, "My husband is so miserable. Nothing goes right at work, and he can't find anything good to watch on television. Our home is a place of chaos, and when we go to church, he always complains that the song leader is terrible and the pastor is an idiot." The other wife, on the other hand, said, "My husband is so excited when he comes home. Our house is peaceful. He can't wait to go to church. He loves the sermons. We laugh all the time and enjoy our family." Right about then, it got very quiet in the laundry room. The women continued sewing their husband's pants. What was very noticeable, though, was that the first woman was patching the seat of the pants of her husband. But the second woman, the other woman, was patching the knees of her husband. Somebody got it. It just depends on your attitude. It just depends on having the right. When trouble comes, stay on your knees and keep praying. God will see you through.
Amen.
And the victory will overcome adversity. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. When trials come, when trials come, trouble, we ought to immediately give thanks when trouble shows up. Give it to the Lord. Give thanks to him and have a joyful attitude. What kind of attitude? Our victory will overcome our adversity. And the first thing is, must have the right attitude. The second thing is, not only we have must have the right attitude, the second thing, must expect to be tested. Must expect to be tested. Pick up verse 3 with me. Y'all still praying with me?
Amen.
Verse 3 says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Must expect to be tested. Somebody say, it's only a test. Listen, what you're going through right now is only really a test. How are you going to respond? Are you going to praise God anyhow? If you want victory through your trials, then your faith has to be tested. What we know makes it easier to face our trouble. What we know allows us to benefit from our problems. Somebody started the year out rough. Somebody is going through adversity right now. God tests us in order to increase our trust in him. He tests us to bring out the best in us. So expect to be tested. God's purpose is to put us in a furnace of trials to mature us and to give us spiritual endurance.
Thank you, Lord.
And was it the testing produces patience or endurance or perseverance? Amen?
Amen.
The testing proves that we are truly born again children of God. If God's not testing you, if you're not going through any kind of trial and trouble and tribulation, you need to check that out. But he reminds us today that victory will overcome trouble. Ain't God good?
Yes.
The testing of our faith works for us, not against us. If you want victory to overcome adversity, then you've got to be tested. The word testing or trying here means approval. You want God to approve your faith. Amen? And the only way he can approve it is to test you. Y'all with it?
Amen.
Somebody is being tested right now. I'll raise my hand. The only way he can approve your faith is to test you. Take you through a test. So expect to be tested. When a gold miner brings in a sample to the assessor's office to be tested, the sample itself may not be worth more than a few dollars, But the approval, the official statement about that sample is worth millions. How many of y'all feel like $1 million today? Has God already approved your faith? Has you been sampled with trouble and God approved what you came out of there with? Did you stand the test? Did your faith remain intact? Too many Christians. The first sign of trouble, they stop coming to church. Somebody say it's only a test. Don't let nobody hinder your faith. Thank you, Lord. When God proves our faith, it's precious. How many of y'all know that? Mm-hmm. Because it assures us that our faith is genuine. Somebody say genuine. That it's worth a lot. Am I preaching to the right crowd? Trials work for us. Problems work for us. Testing works for us, not against us. Paul said in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good. Y'all know the rest of that. Thank the Lord. We must expect to be tested.
Thank you, Lord.
We must know that God wants to produce the ability to keep you going when things get rough and tough. God wants to test them because that's the key to every blessing. When we learn to wait on the Lord, then we can do great things. We can't afford to run ahead of God. Be patient and wait. Be patient and do what?
Wait.
Which says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Be patient. God is developing us while he's testing us. Isn't that good to know? He ain't just taking you through a trial for nothing. He's developing you while he's testing you. He's actually preparing you for something you cannot handle right now. Ain't God good? Aren't you glad that God knows what he's doing? I know sometimes we get caught up into the haze and we don't know what's going on. But it's good to know that God knows what he's doing. The only way we can develop, the only way that God can develop us, we must go through the fire. We must go through the trouble. We must go through the difficulties in life. We must be tested. Expect to be tested. When we are put to the test, we face trials. Our trials will bring glory to God. Our victory will overcome our adversity. First of all, must have the right attitude. Must have the right what?
Attitude.
How many of y'all counting all joy today?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. The second thing, we must expect to be tested. Hold on just a little while longer. God's preparing you. He's molding you. He's getting ready to bless you. And the last thing is this. Must know his perfect results. Must know his perfect results. Must have the right attitude. Must expect to be tested. And the last thing, must know his perfect results. Thank you, Lord. Let's pick up the word. Pick up the verse 4 with me. Verse 4 says, but let a patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to you. Verse 4 again says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Must know his perfect results. There's a song. Somebody know it. Somebody might have even sung it. There's a song that says, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. God's results are always going to be good. How many of y'all know that? God's results are always going to be good. You got to know his perfect results for you in your life. When going through your fire, when going through your storm, when going through your sickness, keep the result in mind.
Amen.
Victory will be yours. Keep the result in mind. God said there is a perfect result to your trials. How many of y'all believe that today?
Amen.
God said that when you're going through trouble, the end justifies the means. Do you have a witness? Listen, God can't bless you. God can't make you better. God can't build your character without your cooperation. What are you talking about? Well, that verse 4 says, let patience have. Y'all see that? Along with David. Let patience have. God needs a surrendered will from you to make that thing work in your life. I gotta say that one more time because that's a nugget for somebody. God needs a surrendered will from you to make that thing work for you in your life. If we resist him, then he might have to chastise us deep. But if we submit to him, then he can accomplish his perfect work in us. Ain't God good? If you want victory today, instead of complaining about your problem, God says, have the right attitude. He says, expect to be tested. And he says, know my perfect results. God wants your result to be good. God wants your result to be victory. God wants you to be complete in him. Somebody ought to give God some praise on him. Oh, thank you, Lord. As we enter a new year, in order to make sure that our victory overcomes our adversity, God is still working a good work. I don't know what you, but I started on that. What are you talking about? Well, first of all, he's still doing work for us. He's still doing work for us. He still saves. Jesus died for us. And he's still doing work for us. Not only he's still doing work for us, but he's still doing work in us. We are his workmanship. We are being sanctified every day. We are becoming more and more like Jesus every day. He's still doing work for us. He's still doing work in us. And finally, he's still doing work through us. He created us in Christ to do good work. We are to provide him service. He calls us for his service. The more we know, the more we must do.
Thank you, Lord.
The more we know, the more we must do.
Amen.
The more we know our Lord and Savior, the more we must do.
Thank
you, Lord. The closer we get to him, the more we must do.
Amen.
To whom much is given,
yeah, much is required.
Much is required. God has to work on us before he gives us the victory. But he promises the victory. Somebody say win-win.
Yeah.
He spent 25 years working on Abraham before he gave him his promised son. Somebody say win-win. He spent 13 years working on Joseph before he could put him on the throne. Somebody say win-win. He spent 80 years working on Moses before he could use him for 40 years of service. Somebody say win-win. Whatever you're going through today, just know that God is working on you. He's working something for you. Your victory will overcome adversity. If you've been through a fiery battle and it seems like you've failed, God wants you to know that the battle is not over, because the battle is not yours, it's His. Must we all know that Jesus has already went through the trials for us. He's already went through the trial for you. Jesus has already won you the victory. God Almighty. Victory over adversity. Somebody say win-win.
Win-win.
Victory over Satan. Somebody say win-win.
Win-win.
Somebody say win, win, win. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. He's been giving us victory over death. Win, win, D. Win, win. Let me leave you with this. Tell a story of an incident that happened while a student was in seminary. Since the school had no gymnasium, the student and his friends played basketball in a nearby public school. Well, as they were playing, an elderly janitor deacon, I heard talking about the janitor earlier in Sunday school, an elderly janitor, while they were playing, he would just wait patiently until the seminary students were finished before he would start cleaning. While he sat there waiting, he would read the Bible. One day, the seminary student asked him what he was reading. The elderly janitor answered, "The book of Revelation." Surprised, the student asked the man if he understood what he was reading in the book of Revelation. "Oh, yes," the man answered him. "I understand." "What does it mean?" asked the student, quietly and with a smile. The elderly janitor answered, "It means that Jesus is going to win." Somebody say win-win.
Win-win.
With Jesus, we're always going to win. With Jesus, victory always overcomes adversity. Give God some praise and some glory in this place. In the new year, just know that victory will overcome adversity. Victory is yours today. Give God some praise. Give Him some glory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.